It's time for Chained No More, a place to find people who genuinely care about you and what you are living. Everybody has stuff, so let's talk about it. Welcome to a place you will find acceptance, understanding, and encouragement, as well as effective tools and resources to help you find healing from your stuff and help you move forward. Your host, Robin Biesman, is the author of Chained No More, a journey of healing for the adult children of divorce and childhood brokenness. Robin has had many years of experience of ministry to single-parent families, as well as mentoring and teaching women and kids. Robin and her expert guests will not beat you over the head with a Bible, but will combine faith and practical tools to help you with topics such as issues of divorce, relationships, single parenting, stepfamilies, abuse, and other personal struggles. Robin is ready to help you believe in who God says you are and not what anyone or anything has ever told you. So sit back, relax, and be encouraged and enlightened today on Chained No More. Now, here is your host, Robin Biesman.
Hi, listeners, and Happy New Year from Chained No More Talk Radio. I'm Robin, your host. Well, we made it through 2015, and here we are at the beginning of a brand new year. Some of us sailed through 2015, and some of us struggled through it day by day. We're all another year older, doggone it, and hopefully we have learned and grown through our challenges. Some of us are still stuck in a rut, however, and don't know how to get out of it. What do you see ahead of you in the coming year? Are you ready to make some life changes? Are you determined to be a better person and set some goals, or have you given up trying? During the entire month of January, Chained No More programs will bring you expert guests to hopefully give you practical tools to change the patterns of your life, move past the things that hold you back, and experience a healthier you. Please tell others about Chained No More Talk Radio, because it's going to be a dynamic and valuable month of programs. We begin this month with a professional life coach who will inspire you and help guide you to find your goals and achieve them so 2016 can be the year of positive changes for you. When I was beginning this Chained No More journey, I spoke to our guests for an hour about which direction to go with it. I mean, it was a big empty space for me, and she helped me focus my thinking and set some important goals to achieve what God was calling me to. I appreciate her so much, and I wanted our listeners to be able to benefit from her wisdom and ideas as well. Her name is Ann Denmark, and she is a successful, certified life coach. She is a faculty member for the Professional Christian Coaching Institute, where she teaches interactive online courses. She also has her own life coaching business, Life Discovery Coaching. She is a gracious, vibrant, and caring woman who we will all learn a great deal from on our program today. Listeners, get ready to take some notes. I would like to introduce my friend, someone I am grateful for and highly respect, Ann Denmark. Hello, Ann. Happy New Year. Let's talk about this.
Oh, boy, Robin. It is just a delight and a pleasure to be with you and to see where you are today, Robin, after that conversation we had years ago. It's just cause for praise and excitement and just such a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it truly is. I remember sitting on the phone in my office here in Eugene, Oregon, and you were there, and I knew I had an hour. I had no idea what a life coach was. Our mutual friend Carol Ken had asked me to do this, and I said, okay. So I sat there, and I was so surprised at what you came up with by listening to what I was saying. And I really want the listeners to hear you, because you were at the very beginning of this journey for me, and I am so grateful for you.
Well, I just praise God, because that's my calling and that's my passion, Robin. So I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and my prayer today is for all of the people listening in today that they would be able to get some real good nuggets and some really good direction for the coming year. Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Well, I have my notepad ready and my pen, so I'm ready to go. First of all, Ann, please tell us how God led you into the ministries you're involved in. I mean, what's your story beginning with how you grew up?
Okay. Well, Robin, first of all, you have to know that I come from the northern shores of Lake Erie around the Great Lakes. I was raised in Ontario, Canada, so hello to all the Canadian people out there. I was raised in a rural farming background, and now I have dual citizenship. And I still have a sweet tooth, and I say that's because maple syrup still runs in my blood. But anyway, I had, as all of us do, many life events that shape our life as we grow and develop, and just to list a couple of mine. And then I want to stop at a place that really shaped the propelling of me into life coaching. But at the very beginning, it was only 2 years in, and my own marriage was on the rocks. And through just some wonderful counseling and through some wonderful intervention, we were able to pull it back together. And so now we've been married 42 years, and we praise God for that and see that as part of our ministry to strengthen other marriages through what we learned. I had many miscarriages, so wasn't able to, but eventually had 3 children. I was a high drive gal, Robin, and suffered burnout because I didn't know when to say no and where the boundaries were. And then we moved down to the States. So, you know, just so much of life brought me to a point. But about the time my youngest child, my youngest son, John, was graduating from high school, I decided to return for my master's degree in education, since learning, continual learning, has always been one of my values. And I was just ready to graduate when 3 very close life events came up on me and kind of changed the course of my direction. First of all, my parents came to visit our family, and within 3 days of each other, they both died. They caught a virus called Legionnaire's disease. And you can imagine what an event that was. But as the oldest and the only daughter, I had always anticipated that I would be having the major caregiving role for my parents, and that it was going to take a lot of time and energy flying back to Canada to look after them. Well, suddenly, as a result of that event, I had the availability of time in my life. And then 2 years later came along a serious car accident. We were hit by a hit and run at the rear of our rental car in Muncie, Indiana. We were attending my oldest son's senior parents' weekend, and we just finished a team lunch, and we were on the way to drop him off at the gym for a game, and a man behind us in a truck had a seizure, his first one, and he pushed his foot down on the pedal of his truck, and he just smashed into the back, and I was sitting in the back. And so I received a broken back, broken clavicle, broken sternum. My ribs were broken on both sides of the seatbelt. If you can imagine the impact to break them each one twice. So anyway, that sent us into oncoming traffic. And we were hit by another truck on the front. And that's, in a funny sort of way, a good thing, or we would have gone straight into a river and we probably would have drowned in the car. But the second impact left a lot of head injuries and loss of hearing. And so now, as the car was filling with smoke, my husband turned around. And my husband's a physician, and, you know, God places us in those moments with those talents at the right time. Yes. Anyway, his knees were both crushed, and the steering wheel had sheared off and was sitting in his lap, and he could not move. In fact, it took jaws of life to get him out. And when he turned around and looked at me, he thought that I was dead because I wasn't breathing and blood was coming out of mouth and nose and ears. And so he asked my son, my athletic son in the front seat, if he could possibly get out of the car and get me out before the car perhaps would burst into flames. Well, he couldn't open the door, but what he was able to do with the guidance of my husband was to do a jaw thrust to clear my airways so that I could breathe. Now, it's interesting, Robin. So much could be shared about that, but what is interesting is my son, who had always watched how we had served the Lord, said, "How could God allow this to happen? Why would he allow this?" And My answer at this point in my life, after being through so much, was that we live in a sinful world and stuff happens. We're not promised a perfect life. Right. And besides, I told him, I don't ask God why anymore. I'm saving all those for heaven. But what I did know was that he had spared my life, and now I needed to find some new work because I had to begin to live with some new limits. I was going to probably have to sit in a chair to do any work I did. I was going to have to use headphones so that my hearing was clear. And then shortly after that, a year and a half later, I had another suspected cancer surgery, and I was heading in expecting that to be the news, came out, knew it wasn't. And so here's the good news, Robin. From that, I realized, oh my goodness, I've had a couple really big wake-up calls, and I just better get busy doing and making my life count and really making a difference in this world. And that is when I read something, and I'd love to finish off here by reading it before our break. And may I do that, Robin?
Please do.
It was from a book called Balcony People, written by Joyce Landorf, and it said this: who is the affirmer in your life? Who, by one small sentence or more, has changed and lifted your opinion of yourself? Mm. Who is the person early in your life who recognized the first sparks of originality in the labyrinths of your mind and soul and saw what no one else saw? And who is the especial affirmer who catches quick glimpses of flames from the fires of your potential and tells you so? And who, by his or her words, helps you respect your own value as a person? And who is the affirmer who encourages you to stretch and dream beyond your self-imposed limits and capabilities? Well, there you have it, in a nutshell. I knew what my passion was. I wanted to be that kind of person. And so I entered into life coaching.
Well, listeners, have you been hearing her? I cannot wait to get back on the other side of the break with her. We'll see you then.
Robin Beesman returns after this short break for more conversation on Chained No More.
Do holidays and celebrations get you down and leave you feeling frazzled? Then join Sandy Fowler and her guests on Heartfilled Holidays every Monday at noon, 11 a.m. Central on toginet.com. Sandy will help you discover the secrets to having the celebrations you've always dreamed of while adding fun and meaning to your life. From Valentine's Day to Christmas to special family events, Sandy Fowler will show you how to put the fun and meaning back into those special days by taking a look at what we can do to turn the upcoming holidays into cherished memories and show us how to allow it to intertwine with everyday life. For more on the show, Sandy, and to receive Sandy's Holiday Happiness Booklet, go to HeartfilledHolidays.com. Then get set to discover the secrets to creating happy holidays and happy everydays by joining Sandy Fowler and her guests on Heartfilled Holidays every Monday at noon Eastern Standard Time on TogiNet.com.
Have you heard? The pages of American Patchwork and Quilting magazine come to life on our new weekly online radio show, American Patchwork and Quilting. Join Pat Sloan, our blogging and quilt designer host, as she talks about the latest trends, ideas, and inspirations. Her guests include quilt pattern designers, authors, quilt shop owners, and our editors. All quilters, just like you. Call in with your questions. Get quilting tips from industry experts. Learn about free patterns. Hear behind-the-scenes stories from our magazines, American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilt Sampler, and Quilts and More. Get the scoop on free stuff and find out more about the best independent quilt shops in North America. To listen to a live show, tune in Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just log on to allpeoplequilt.com/radio. To hear past shows, go to iTunes and search for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We hope you'll join us because we know that quilting changes everything.
Welcome back to a place you'll find acceptance, understanding, and encouragement, as well as effective tools and resources to help you find healing from the stuff that gets in the way of your making emotional progress. Now with more of today's Chained No More, Robin Beesman.
Hi, listeners. We're talking with Anne Denmark. She's a professional coach, life coach, and she shared her story. And what a miraculous thing that, Anne, that you made it through that accident. But obviously, God had a great plan for you. And we were just talking at the break how watching God move us through life, and he adds more and more and more for the next step. And it's a beautiful, beautiful way that the Lord does that. I want to know, really, what makes coaching different from other helping professions? Because before you, I didn't even know what life coaching was. So talk to us about that a second.
Okay. Well, Robin, in your program, Chain No More, there's a lot of focusing on the word healing. And a lot of people need healing. In fact, all of us really do, but some of us need more than others. And so we have wonderful professions like counseling and psychotherapy, and they're really trained specifically to work with those healing areas. And so very often they will go into someone's past to be able to pull them forward so they can function better. But coaching, the key word is growth. And so we focus on the present. So a coach takes you not going back to your past, we got to be aware of it, but we take you from your present to where it is you want to go. And so the key word for coaching is about growth. And most people know they can do it better and faster with a coach as a partner to help them sort through that. I can help people clarify their dreams, know what their values are clearly, what's really important to them, help them set goals, realistic boundaries, and achieve the outcomes because they know they're going to be having a call with their coach coming up and they committed to some things, and so they better get it done.
Yeah. That's excellent. You know, at the end of Chain No More is what we call our strategy sessions. And so they can look at where they still need to work. What are they telling themselves they're going to do to move forward? So it's like the tip of the iceberg with you. You would be on the other side of Chain No More to help them continue forward. And we don't do that. I mean, I contact them 3 months afterward to see how they're doing. But how valuable would this be for our Chain No More people to get to you or another life coach, help them continue forward? I love that.
Yes, and that you've nailed it exactly, Robin. We take them after the healing process and then move them forward into where they want to go. And we do find most people have great intentions, but without some partnership, some things fall to the wayside.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's how I feel too. We're really, Anne, we feel like the ministries, we're linking arms, ministry arms around the globe now. In this particular venue, it's all different kinds of hurts, all different kinds of programs, you know, where God led us to go and minister. So I'm so glad you're part of this now. Oh, my word. I can't wait. All right. So now we're in 2016. How can we successfully transition into a new year?
Well, you know, here's one of the things I find. Most people are so eager to jump into the new year that we forget to bring forward the very best from 2015. So you really should start by listing out the things you learned last year. What were some of your successes? What were some of your accomplishments? What were some insights you gained? So you can bring those forward to form some new goals in 2016. Two years ago, one of my goals was to create a better, healthier, and happier morning routine. I realized I was getting kind of grouchy, and it was getting harder and harder to get out of bed in the morning. So I set as one of my goals to begin to develop a better morning routine. And so what I learned from that year, I've pulled forward into a lifestyle or into the existing year. For example, I try to count my blessings in the morning. I try to smile at myself in the mirror. I try to have an attitude that every day is going to be a day of discovery and new things to find out. I also, being a coach, I have questions for myself all the time. And one of the questions I've got on my, and I post this right on my mirror. It's right there now on my vanity. Who is one person I can bless today? And then another thing I put there is, what one thing will I do today that I've been putting off? Great energy starter.
Yeah, my dad, I think I've said this before on the show, listeners, but my dad used to say, we're on the other end of it. So the end of the day, you lay your head on your pillow and you ask yourself, what have I done that had eternal value today? I started that in fourth grade, and I still do it every single day. What is it that has happened that I've done that? I love that. Listening to successes from a previous year. That's starting it in a positive, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's pulling forward. We learn so much from our lives, and we need to pull that good, positive learning forward. And I like what you said about your dad, Robin, because when you think about how God created the world, each day when he finished his work, he didn't look out over the world and say, oh my gosh, I didn't do this and I didn't do that and I've still got this to do. No, our Heavenly Father looked out over his day and he said, wow, here's what I've done, and it was good. And so that's really what we are doing when we pull forward into a new year. It's like looking at, okay, here's some of the good stuff I learned. Let's pull it forward. And keep in mind, even a mistake can have a valuable learning to pull forward. So there's actually, coaches don't discuss failures or mistakes other than we call them a growing edge. Right. We look at them in a positive. So we take that and move it forward. Yeah.
I call those growth spurts. My dad used to say also, he said, whoever and whatever God puts in front of you, give 100% and give him all the glory. So it's like, you know, he says he goes before you. So I love the way that you start the day with the positives and you say, Lord, what do you have in front of me? And then just go get it and let see what he does. I love all. See how we're working together?
Robin.
Awesome. All right. Why are goals for our life so important anyway? I mean, it's hard to set goals, especially if you probably have failed so many times. Why do you think goals for our life are so important?
Well, they give us a focus. There's no way around it. No matter what anyone says, we need goals. We need a target. We need a destination to aim for. You'll never leave where you are until you chart a course to where you'd rather be is a quote I have up on my bulletin board. Goals help us in our decision making, where to spend our best time, where to spend our best energy. They help direct our prayers. They help direct our resources. So goals are key to making our decisions easier. And when our decisions are easier, boy, it sure simplifies our life. For example, one of my goals, because one of my values is spending time with my family, so I decided that I would have Grandma Mondays. And so on Mondays at 3:00, I arrive at my son's home with my new grandbaby, little William. Now, that means that I have to leave here, my home, at 2:00. So I have to tell a new client. So here's how the decision-making plays. If I meet a client, and you know I love them, and I just want to help them and want to support them, and they say, oh, gosh, the only time I can possibly meet is Mondays at 4:00, my decision has been made because my value that I want to honor and what motivates me to say no at that moment is that I have a goal for that time, and I'm going to honor that goal. So they really help me live intentionally for God's purposes. Without goals, we wander around. I know that all of you have read the Lewis Carroll Alice in Wonderland little dialogue that went on, you know, where Alice said, went up to the Cheshire Cat and said, please tell me which way ought to go from here. And the Cheshire Cat says that depends a good deal on where you want to get to. And Alice says, I don't much care where. So the Cheshire Cat, this is immortal. Then it doesn't much matter which way you go. So we need goals.
Yep, I think so too. I think so too. You know, for me, I could never have thought Chain No More up, and I didn't live it, I didn't know it, but I knew people that had, and I didn't have any goals. People kept saying, well, what's your goal? I have no clue. So part of that was talking to you. It kind of gave me just a step forward, and then God just continually opens the door. My main goal is to be right behind him, behind his robe, following him, not falling off the left or the right, but continually following. I don't even want to look out from behind the robe and see what's up there, because this is way too big for me. So everything you're saying, it's just so helpful. So let's get started here. Where does one begin the process of setting the goals?
Well, point number one, start with God. He's the author and designer of your life. I like the definition of a goal is a God-given dream set to paper.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, say that again.
A goal is a God-given dream set to paper. Yeah. So you start with him. And what I like to do is take a review or a life inventory with God. And here are some questions that anybody can do and ask. How has God gifted you? Mm-hmm. How has he wired you? Are you an introvert or an extrovert? Are you a thinker or a feeler? Are you a variety person or a routine person? Here's a very important, what passions has God placed on your heart? And those are that's your fuel. That's your values. You just can't help but be passionate about it like you are with Chain No More, Robin. And then the other question people can say, what needs do you see around you where you could make a difference? I can look at a need and someone else can look at a need and it won't strike us the same way. But for that person that God has placed that passion and that desire in, wow, they'll be motivated to want to do something about that need. So right here and now, people, even though you don't know everything really intricately, right here and now, what is your best understanding of what God is asking you to do with your life? And so you can very purposefully kind of go through those questions as a starting point. And after break, Robin, we'll get into point number two. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we should do this for like 3 hours. Holy Christmas. Oh, I love it so much. Listeners, my passion has been to help people see who God says they are, not what anything or anyone has ever told them. And everything, any ministry I've ever led or been involved in, that's exactly what he's used me for. I hope you find yours. We'll talk with Anne on the way back from the break.
Host and author Robin Beesman returns after this short break for more conversation on Chained No More. In today's business world, a helping hand or idea that doesn't come with an invoice is a treasured find. And if that happens to you, then you need to pay it forward to keep other entrepreneurs from making mistakes or getting a raw deal. It's called Paying It Forward with Josephine Taurasi, Wednesday mornings at 10, 9 a.m. Central. Josephine is going to have the guests describe their accomplishments, the lessons they've learned, both good and bad, and then sharing those pieces of knowledge as we create a movement of paying it forward. For more information about Josephine, her business, and background, you can go to mymomknowsbest.com. Josephine Taurasi has always been a problem solver. She saw this need and has turned it into a movement. It's Paying It Forward with tips, tools, and advice, and hard lessons learned. These pieces of knowledge can make a huge difference for you, your business, and others. So join us for Paying It Forward with Josephine Taurasi, Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. Central on DougieNet.com. If you're ready for a big change in your work, your career, your happiness, your life, it's time for the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Marla believes that with the right mindset, anything is possible. Join us as successful life coach Marla Tabaka inspires you and her clients to explore, discover, and live your dreams by developing what she calls the Million Dollar Mindset. Marla will inspire you to take action on your dreams and reveal secrets to success that will help you realize your own unique power. Tune into the Million Dollar Mindset for heartwarming stories with Marla Tabaka. Learn tips and tricks to building a successful business and unlock the secrets to creating a happier, more balanced life through abundant thinking and attraction power. For more information on the Million Dollar Mindset, go to our website, MarlaTabaka.com. That's MarlaTabaka.com. It's the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to a place you'll find acceptance, understanding, and encouragement, as well as effective tools and resources to help you find healing from the stuff that gets in the way of your making emotional progress. Now with more of today's Chained No More, Robin Beesman.
Hi, we're talking with Ann Denmark, and I could talk to you forever. There is so much in you that you've learned, and you have such great wisdom. Can we just talk about real quickly, and then we're going to move into the SMART goal. Why do you believe it's important to write the goals down, and then instead of just keeping it in our head?
Oh my goodness! If you don't just think it, ink it is what I say. I love those little rhyming things. It helps yep. me to remember. Well, you know, there's some studies. According to David Cole, a professor emeritus at Virginia Tech, people who regularly write down their goals, believe it or not, they earn 9 times as much of their lifetime as people who don't. And yet 80% of Americans say they don't have goals. 16% do have goals, but they don't write them down. And less than 4% write down their goals. And fewer than 1% actually review them on an ongoing basis. Oh, my goodness. It is critical to write your goals. And not just critical to write your goals. You've got to be looking at them and reviewing them and making them, you know, or you'll lose sight of them. This world is too messy and there's too many distractions. And you have got to write down your goals. And that leads us into, you know, you said what a SMART goal is.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, many of us know what that is, but it's an acronym, and each of the letters in the word SMART stand for something. The first one stands for simple or specific, whichever way you want to use that. The second one word is measurable. The third is attainable. The fourth is realistic. And the fifth one is timely. I'm a great person for examples. I think we all learn best when we get a real example. I was delighted to find out my husband had a goal to get to his ideal weight by the end of April, because I had noticed some weight gain, tried not to mention it. But here's how we would put that into a SMART goal. I'm trying to be a smart woman by allowing him to come to those realizations on his own. Anyway, getting back to this, he said, I'd like to be my ideal weight. So he knows specifically what that is. And then he put a time on it by the end of April. So it's timely. He knows. Now, how is it measurable? Well, he knows that involves 15 pounds. So he'll know if he reaches the goal or not. Is it attainable? Yes, it is. He can attain that. That's a doable, possible goal. Is it realistic? In other words, does that fit in with his current reality? Yes, he can do that. One of the things he shared with me that he's going to start his day at work, and I didn't know this, but apparently he's always started his day at work by going in and having some kind of a caramel chocolate kind of drink at the beginning of his work day. And I asked, how many calories is that? And he said, 400. Woo! And so he said, you know, I've already started to stop doing that. So you see, he's one simple action. And then I haven't asked, but he's not snacking in the evenings. So you see, that goal is a SMART goal. He knows exactly what he's doing, how much, when, where. So now, here's the important part we all need to know about goals. A goal is the what. It's the target. It's what you want to do, what you want to be, or what you want to think. Usually in the area of changes, it's something that's different. But there are two parts to producing any kind of result. The first part is the plan or the strategy, and that's goal setting. But it's not good enough just to set the goal. The second part is execution or the action. And the action is the how. by doing what am I going to be able to reach my goals? And I do believe that's where most people get stuck. They have a lot of great goals. They may even be able to make them measurable and smart. But then they don't work out a strategy or a plan of executing that. And so, Robin, if we have time for another illustration, I could just kind of run through how that would look.
Well, probably not.
All right.
We got to get going. We only have one
You're
more segment left.
You're the boss.
Okay, well, hardly. So you're talking about how to translate the written goals into actions, right?
Yes.
That's what you've been talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the reason why goals are not reached sometimes is what? We don't do those things you just talked about?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one, we set unrealistic expectations about change. It is hard to change. It takes time. It's a process, and we want it in the snap of a finger. But brain science tells us that our habits are well-worn pathways in our brain, and lasting change takes time. If it was easy to do, we would have already done it.
Yeah.
And it takes intentional thinking. If you're going to change a habit, you need to intentionally think about it enough times so you form a new pathway. And it's very easy to slip into old brain pathways instead of develop a new one. But once you've done it long enough, it no longer becomes something you do intentional, Robin. It actually becomes a natural part of your lifestyle. You won't even have to think about it. You'll just start doing it. The second reason is we lose motivation. And this is a real key one. We need to ask ourselves, what are the benefits of us doing this new action? And we have got to keep those in front of us, because I'll tell you, our motivation can just slip away in no time flat. We can be all pumped, and then life comes in and we're not motivated. So you need to keep your reasons of why you want this is important to you in front of you. The third one, we don't create smart goals. We create fuzzy goals. We don't celebrate when we do make small steps. Most people say, oh, well, it was just such a small thing. I don't care. You are moving in the right direction. So that's a win, and we're going to celebrate it. And then then another one is no accountability. Who's checking in on you? And sixth point, we don't persevere. We trip up once. So maybe my husband goes in and has a caramel chocolate, whatever. Well, he's got to dust himself off, get up, and the next day is a new day and a fresh start over and keep going. He doesn't just throw all of it aside.
Well, I can't write this fast, Anne. I'm writing as fast as I can. I can tell that I'm going to be listening to this podcast a few times, I think. And listeners, please do that. Don't just listen to it once and think you got it all. There's just an awful lot in here. So, a to-do list is effective strategy for managing a to-do list. You just talked about some of that, correct?
Well, to-do list is really a kind of a daily tool to help you do your planning for the day. And what often happens is we put all the urgent things that need to be done that seem to be pressing, and we fail to put in our goals, any room for our goals in our daily to-do lists. But there's a whole strategy for how to put a to-do list together. Another time, Robin, unless you want to pursue that, and I can do that right now.
Go ahead.
A couple
of minutes, because I want that next question is going to be really, really good too.
Okay.
But I think we have time now.
Okay, great. Well, when someone's planning their day, and people choose either to plan it the night before or they choose to plan it first thing in the morning, get everything down that you can possibly remember. This is a tool to help you to remember what needs to happen. And then most people stop there. But that's just the beginning. The second thing you do is you quickly give a rough guesstimate of how much each thing will take in terms of time. What's the amount of time? So if you got something that's going to take 10 minutes, that's a real quick and easy thing that helps you. Then you prioritize in terms of what's the most important thing to get done. Most people don't prioritize their to-do lists. And the fourth point that I really want to make is you've got to include some steps that involve reaching your goal. So often our to-do lists are so surfacey about, you know, just getting today's stuff done, but they don't have any place for our goals, the long-term ones we want to reach. And we need to actually then schedule that into our time. Yeah. What are you laughing about?
Because you're so great. I can hardly stand this. It's so, so good to listen to someone that's positive like this and give us some tools to move out of the ruts that we're in and be able to handle this. This is so excellent. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some great things, but how do we say no? I mean, one of the things I want to talk about is that. How do we say no and not damage relationships? Because I know that in Chain No More, that relationships begin to change when our participants begin to change. And they're not used to the new person. They're not used to being told no, or they're not used to not going out with their friends or their relatives, or they're used to the participant who argued and kept score and all those things. And to be able to make some changes in family, I love that. We've had people in marriage who have had all of so much turmoil, and their marriages, Anne, have turned 180 degrees. Because when you change, your relationships begin to change. And there's awkwardness to it. But that's one of the things I want to talk to next. And the to-do list, I think, is so great. You're narrowing it down. You're not just giving it lip service. You're not just thinking about it. Oh, I should do what I should do or shouldn't do or whatever. But it's like, I am going to be specific and write down these things. I think that's fabulous and powerful and practical tools, which is what Chain No More is all about, is to encourage our listeners and to draw them to the healing arms of Jesus, but also to give practical tools. Don't just tell me to do something or tell me not to do something. Tell me how. I don't know the steps. I need to know the steps. And that's what I think why this program has become so great, and people are really wanting to get to it. But people like you that are experts that can give them practical tools. On the last segment, I can't believe we're here, listeners, we'll talk about these very things, and then we'll close this out. And I can't wait to talk to Anne Denmark one more segment. Yes, I may have her back. She is powerful in the name of the Lord. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
And author Robin Beesman returns after this short break for more conversation on Chained No More.
Military Network Radio, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, bringing you dynamic interviews each week and fresh information of value to improve your outlook, actions, and encourage each member of your family. From service members, wounded warriors, veterans, military spouses, caregivers, parents, and children, everyone serves, and together we can make a difference. You can find our show at our website, www.militarynetworkradio.com, and at toginetradio.com/Military Network Radio. Everyone serves, and together we make a difference.
Is there more living for you to do?
Yes.
Start living inspired. Be here for Living Inspired with Tricia Goyer, Thursday afternoons at 4, 3 p.m. Central on toginet.com. Tricia will dig deep into topics that matter most to women, inspiring women to make a change in their own lives and to make a difference in the world, and maybe even deep within their own hearts. Tricia is a wife, mom, speaker, family expert, and author of 24 books. For more information on Tricia and Living Inspired, go to her website, TriciaGoyer.com. That's TriciaGoyer.com. Tricia's vision is to be the voice of hope and possibility for women of all ages. Her intention is to serve ordinary women by encouraging extraordinary things with God's help. Tricia expresses real life, real hope for real women. Is there more living for you to do? Yes. Start living inspired. Living Inspired with Tricia Goyer. Thursday afternoons at 4, 3 p.m. Central on toginet.com.
Welcome back to a place you'll find acceptance, understanding, and encouragement, as well as effective tools and resources to help you find healing from the stuff that gets in the way of your making emotional progress. Now with more of today's Chained No More, Robin Beesman.
Listeners, one more segment. Here we go. And how can we stay focused on the goals with all the distractions of life? I mean, really. And how do we say no and not damage relationships? That's always a big one when you're starting to evolve and change yourself.
Okay. Well, the first one we've already discussed, and that is to write them down. Right. But the second one is, for example, I've already have my 2016 goals already written, printed out, have it in where, you know, wherever I'm going to be. Review it daily. Read it over daily. It keeps it alive and strong. You've put a lot of work. You know why those things are important to you. And then make your decisions support and align with your goals. For example, the example I gave about Grandma Mondays. That goal is so important to me that I'm not going to allow it. I will have to give a no. All right. Now, you want to know how to do a good no? Okay. Well, your yes has to be bigger than your no. And most people don't have a big enough yes.
I don't understand that. Tell me what you're talking about.
Okay. The value of family is so important to me that it becomes a big yes.
Okay.
But here's what I discover in working with people, Robin. We can have big yeses, but still not align our life decisions around our yes. So we get into all kinds of thinking. We feel bad because we're trying to please people. We're afraid we're going to let them down. But if your yes is truly from God and He's called you to do that, you will only let God and yourself down.
Oh, that's so good. You know, and Ivan and I have been married almost 42 years on Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
And Friday night is date night. All of my friends know, don't even bother asking me to do anything on Friday night because Friday night is date night. And it would be, unless I'm speaking at a retreat or, you know, something like that, an event. But for social, no, don't even ask her because Friday night is date night. So I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So number one, most people, they've written it down and they may have said it out loud, but they're not totally convinced themselves in their heart of hearts that that's their calling, their yes.
Okay.
If they were, they would be able to focus on their yes and the no's become just very, very much easier. Now, here's some tricks to saying no's. I never give my reason. Other people, they will never understand, no matter how much you explain, will never understand your reasons. They're your reasons between you and God. And so if I was to literally have a client, I wouldn't get into all the Grandma Monday stuff. I would just say, you know, would love to, but I'm not available.
Yeah, I understand that. I do get that. And my friends are the ones that I say, you know, date night. Well, I don't have to say it anymore. But yeah, I can't do it on Friday night. But how about next week or something? Try to give them hope in the future that I'm not just cutting them off, but, you know.
Yes. Right? Give some options. So often I will say, okay, that you've shared what you can't do. What can you do?
Good. Oh, that's good.
So you share, you know, I'm sorry I'm not able to serve on such and such a time and such a group. But what I could do, what I can offer is. Yes. And then you can offer what fits within your goal and your time and your resources and fits within your yes.
Yeah, I had someone advise me one time, never say yes the first time. get the invitation, say, let me get back to you. I need to check a couple things and I'll get back to you and let you know, because my temperament is sanguine, Anne, if you can tell, and I jump at every shiny thing. So I had to learn that I can't do that. And so my best way to do that was to say, let me get back to you. I'll call you tomorrow, and then make sure I do, but I have to check a few things out. So that helps.
Yeah. If you're a passionate person, and that it, I do the same thing. If you're a passionate person at all and you've got a heart, oh, my goodness.
You can go everywhere. I know. And it just gets more and more. And I'm going to ask you now, you have given us so much, but what I want you to do is tell our listeners how they can connect with you and your resources, because I know they're going to want to.
Okay. Well, I have a web address, and it's www.lifediscoverycoaching.com.
Okay.
Discovery and I have an, yeah. And there's a place there where you can make contact right from my web.
Okay, good.
And I have an email. And okay. It is my name, Anne, A-N-N-E. I'm from Canada, remember. So I have my Anne has an E, like Anne of Green Gables. Mm. Anne@lifediscoverycoaching.com.
Oh, great. Okay. Now what I would like you to do, Anne, you've been sharing so much of the how-tos, but I would like you to speak to our listeners from your heart, encourage them. They might be stuck. They don't know how to move forward. Just speak from your heart for a couple minutes, please.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm so convinced that God has a plan for your life, and that plan is for the very best. No matter what happens in circumstances, he wants the very best, and he will bring something out of it. He will be there, and he will bring something very beautiful out of it. I'm also very, very much convinced, and I know all of you know this, but it's harder to live out, that we can't control the circumstances in our lives, the things that happen. That's why I quit asking why. We can't control that. The only thing that I can control is my own response. And so often a lot of our energies go into trying to control other people or what will be said to us or won't be said. We can't control that. Well, we only control our own responses. And I very much believe that real transformational change comes when we change the way we think about things. Our minds are, we've picked up a lot of little lies, every one of us. I have too. And when we begin to change the way we think about things and the things we tell ourselves, and we start thinking thoughts that will help us to get to where we want to go, that will be very, very powerful. One of the things I often like to be able to say to people, you and God, you can do this. Because one of the lies we tell ourselves, I can't do this. No, you and God can do this. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I am so grateful that you came on here, and I am sure listeners have been encouraged by all you've shared. You're such a blessing to many, and now thousands and thousands around the world are going to hear this and be challenged. Please, listeners, get to her resources, get to her website, get to her, and really use what you can from her, because she has a lot of wisdom to tell you. Next week, listeners, hold on to your hats for our show with Stephen Scoggins of The Journey Principles. He's an enthusiastic speaker and trainer who came from being homeless and on the brink of suicide to developing multimillion dollar companies and now reaching out in ministry to those who need answers to the crisis people find themselves in. You will be challenged and encouraged by this passionate man of God. I hope you don't miss it. And I would like to close in prayer.
Absolutely.
Father God, thank you so much for Anne Denmark. Thank you for the giftings you've given her. Thank you for the experiences you brought her through, because it gives her more depth even there. Lord, she loves you so much, and she wants to serve you with everything she has. I know how she's helped me. I know how Chain No More came from, some of the stuff that she taught me and told me. Thank you so much for that. I'm so grateful for that. What I pray for Anne, Lord, is that you will continue to move her forward, and her reach for this will be so much broader. Lord, open her up. Let her be the woman that you want her to be on a scale, whatever that is of yours, whatever you have in front of her, God, let her know that you're there. Let her know that you're going before her. Give her what she needs. You say you will. We know you will. We trust in you, God. I pray for the listeners who have heard this today, that they will take what she has said and take those steps and get to her website and really start moving forward and not just stay in the rut that they find themselves in, God. Thank you that they listened. Thank you, Father God, for putting us in this connection. Thank you, Lord, for making us exactly who we are, and may we serve you with everything that we have. Thank you for this friend and this ministry colleague. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Listeners, during the holiday season, I was contacted by many who were really, really struggling with broken families and broken lives. Many are finding the self-discovery version of Chain No More, a journey of healing for adult children of divorce and childhood brokenness, a great resource for them as they explore their past and discover the power it has had on their entire life. They find great healing and answers for the issues they have had for decades. You can find this amazing resource on Amazon.com or robinbministries.com/changenomore. Many buy it for their loved ones who are struggling too. There's a self-discovery version. I hope you will check it out. And then when you're done with that, contact Anne and get going and take more steps forward and forward. And first of all, pray that God will show you the steps you need to take, and then follow them. Put feet to your prayers and follow that. Thank you, Anne, for joining us. And thank you, listeners, for tuning into Chain No More again. We hope 2016 will be the year you can make steps forward to a brighter and more joyful you as you seek answers and learn how much God cares about you. Anne, is there anything else that you want to say one more time? Coach?
I can just feel that they just need to know how much they're loved. They are loved deeply and intimately by your Heavenly Father. And so just his arms just sense them around you right now. He loves you.
It's so great. I think many of us in our past have gone through the lies and of who we were, who we are. Absolute lies, because that's not what God said we are. And to be able to take hold of truth, that's what I love in these classes. I love to see them take hold of the truth of the Word of God, of who they say they are. Not what they thought, not what so-and-so said, but who God says they are. Thank you again, listeners, for joining us. I'm so glad you did. I hope that you find Anne on the web and get going on those things. We'll see you next week on Chain No More when we talk with Stephen Scoggins. Get ready, because here he comes. See you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Chained No More, a show of answers and encouragement for what you face today. You can learn more about Robin B. Ministries, read her blog, and purchase encouraging resources at www.robinbministries.com. There, you will be able to purchase the small group curriculum and self-discovery versions of Chained No More, as well as Robin's latest CD, Through the Rain, Crisis to Hope. Books are also available on Amazon.com.